And then they have the canoes.
What about if you were going to buy some material for a dress or something like that in town, and you wanted to make sure that you got the right color, right material, you might take a little piece.
Swatch.
Oh, the swatch. Mm-hmm. You ever heard they call anything else?
Piece of material, swatch.
What about a sample?
Sample, yeah. But you do call it a swatch.
Well, what about if you saw a dress in the store window and you thought it was really nice, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
pretty dress. Sharp. Attractive.
What about one that talked about pretty?
Excuse me. Ben. Sure.
To ask you about the comparative of that word pretty, you might say, well, that's pretty dress, but I think this one's even...
prettier, prettiest.
And this thing that you would, you might put on when you're working around the kitchen, and your dress would get dirty.
Apron.
And this thing right here is a writing...
pen.
And you use a safety...
pen.
Well, what about, you said that a dime's worth how many cents?
10 cents.
What about this metal?
10.
What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, suit coat, vest.
Have you ever heard the pants called anything?
Trousers. Slacks. Slacks more casual. Trousers is sort of antiquated. I don't mean that, but a more formal term.
Yeah.
Trousers.
Well, what about these things that, you know, farmers sometimes wear half straps and vehicles?
Overalls.
Were those usually bought or homemade or what?
Buy them from whatever that Smith, Big Smith. Big Smith overalls. There's a funny story about overalls. My grandmother was going to order overalls, a pair of overalls for Granddaddy. And she said, what size do you wear? And he said, I wear a 34. And so she ordered from Sears a 54. And she ordered 54. And they wrote her back. He said, I wear a 34 length. And she said, 54. And Sears, Roebuck, this was years ago, wrote them back a letter and said, Mrs. Crawford, we regret to inform you that we do not stock 54 overalls, but we will be glad to have them made especially for you if you want them. Can you imagine what 54 would be like?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Like a tent. Let me ask you about this expression. If there were something in the room, let's say across the room, and you wanted it, you might ask me to go...
bring it to me.
And that ask form would be.
He brought it to me. He has brought it to me.
What about if your husband were trying on a coat? He might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit fine.
Or if, let's say, if he needs some clothes to wear to church, he might say, well, I need to go downtown to buy a
new suit.
What would you say if I don't know, your son kept putting different things in his pocket until he got so many things in it that he kind of
bulged.
Or if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's liable to
shrink.
What about the past form of that?
Shrunk.
If a girl is getting ready to go out on a date and she spends a lot of time from the mirror.